Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tata Consumer Products and Tata Coffee Limited conference call hosted by Kotak Institutional Equities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jay Kumar Doshi from Kotak Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Kotak Institutional Equities, I welcome you all to conference call of Tata Consumer Products and Tata Coffee. We have with us the senior management team of Tata Consumer Products and Tata Coffee. I'll now hand over the call to Nidhi Verma, Head Investor Relations, who will introduce the team. Over to you, Nidhi. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay, and thanks, Kotak, for hosting us. Hi, welcome, everyone. I understand it's late in India and Asia, but we thought it's important to talk about this event. So I'm joined by my colleagues, Sunil D'Souza, Managing Director and CEO of Tata Consumer, Mr. L. Krishnakumar, Executive Director and Group CFO, Ajit Krishnakumar, COO. I also have from Tata Coffee, Mr. Chaco Thomas, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Venkat, Executive Director and CFO. As you all know, the purpose of the call today is to discuss the outcome of the board meetings of the two companies. I hope you've had the opportunity to download the presentation, which is available on our website and also on the stock exchange. If you haven't done that, we request you to please download a copy. For further proceedings, I'll now hand it over to Sunil. Sunil, over to you.
Thanks, Nidhi. Like you said, we had back-to-back board meetings of Tata Coffee and Tata Consumer Products to consider a series of items. And we've just filed with the stock exchanges the results of those meetings. Overall, this is between the two companies. We've proposed a group simplification exercise, which we have filed for. To walk you through the group simplification exercise, I'm sure all of you are aware of the profile of Tata Consumer Products. We are an integrated food and beverage company with a rich heritage of Tata, aspiring for a larger share of the FMCG world. Number two branded tea player globally. FY21, 11,600 crores, 200 million households reached to 2.6 million retail outlets, among the top 10 FMCG companies in India. We are a branded company with big brands like Tata Salt, Tea, 8 O'Clock, Tata Sampan, Tetley and Himalayan. Now, Tata Coffee is a company which has, again, a portfolio play there with extractions and instant coffee, branded coffee, green bean coffee, pepper and tea. They are among the world's largest integrated coffee cultivation and processing companies, the second larger exporter of instant coffee, a large international footprint where we import from 15 but export to 42 countries, and they are also the exclusive supplier and roasting partner for Tata Starbucks. They have a majority holding in 8 O'Clock. We have three plants for instant coffee, including two in India and one in Vietnam. Processing units for coffee and pepper. Roast and ground units for Tata Coffee Grand, which is an online brand, as well as Sonnets. Plantation, 18 plantations for coffee and pepper of about 8,000 hectares. And six tea estates of 2,400 test. Now, this reorganization plan of group simplification is essentially to simplify, synergize and align various initiatives, starting with two big initiatives of consolidation of minority interests from Tata Coffee and TCP UK group in TCPL. Number one is a notification which we had already sent out, which the board has considered today, which was purchase of a minority interest in the UK business from Tata Enterprise Overseas through a preferential allotment by TCPL in the India entity. And the second one was TCL combining with TCPL and a wholly owned subsidiary of TCPL through a composite scheme of demerger and merger. Essentially, this global simplification seeks to unlock synergies and build efficiencies in operations, enables faster decision-making, creates focused business verticals, and unlocks potential synergies. So we look at efficiencies in terms of corporate structure as well as significant reduction in number of entities. And this enables faster decision and making and execution by converging minority interests and creating a single listed entity. This is also a stepping stone for further consolidation and simplification in the international business. As a result of this, we will create two extra business verticals for Tata Consumer Products. One is extractions, where we will combine the tea and coffee extractions that we will now have and creating a dedicated plantation vertical and unlocking potential synergies both from the front end as well as cost synergies with a single holding company for international branded business. The legal structure that we have in Tata Consumer, we had 45 legal entities, which we now aim to consolidate over a period of time, which will help us and align legal and management structures, converging all the minority interests of all subsidiaries into Tata Consumer Products. We will create a single listed entity, capturing the full value of the TCPL group, and this paves way, as I mentioned, for further operational and structural benefits. The synergies would be in terms of revenue and distribution with increased product offerings to consumers, to customers, where we've got product expansion as well as synergies on geographies that they operate in, more efficient use of management bandwidth, optimization of cost structures, better procurement and leverage on supply chain, and other operational efficiencies. Now, in terms of the reorganization, essentially, we will do a demerger of the plantation business of Tata Consumer into the new wholly owned subsidiary of Tata Consumer Products as step one. Step two is the remnant business of Tata Coffee, which is primarily the extractions, will be merged into TCPL. Now, while these are two steps, they will be done almost simultaneously, and therefore the minority shareholders of Tata Coffee will receive a swap for the Tata Consumer Product shares. TCL shareholders on record would get in aggregate 3 equity shares of TCPL for every 10 equity shares of Tata Consumer Products. As a result of this, we have very clear shareholding of TCPL, and TCPL would have a 100% subsidiary, a wholly owned subsidiary which holds the plantation entity. This is beneficial for both sets of shareholders. For the Tata Coffee shareholders, you get a broader play in terms of participating in a larger branded consumer products company with larger ambitions to become a full-fledged FMCG, with multiple growth engines and strategic initiatives which drive a greater business outlook. And of course, a company which is part of the Nifty 50 and a larger market cap and therefore more widely held. For Tata Consumer shareholders, there are synergies, both recurring and one-time operational efficiencies in terms of management and administrative, and this structure enables further simplification efforts. And of course, it creates greater focus because we have clear verticals of extraction and plantation, and therefore dedicated and specialized management focus for the respective businesses. The second announcement was for purchase of minority interest in TCP UK from TEO. TEO owns 10.15% in TCP UK. With this swap, TCPL would own 100% ownership in TCP UK. As a consideration, TCPL will issue 74,59,935 equity shares, which is 0.8% stake computed post dilution to TEO. This transaction is subject to the shareholders' approval as well as other regulatory approvals as required. Just as a point, the previous transaction also is subject to all regulatory approvals, shareholders' approvals, and the NCLT process. As a result of purchasing the TEO stake in the TCP UK business, we will have 100% ownership in all core businesses of the company, which enables us for the next round of efficient reorganization of the international business. Incidentally, the share issuance is at the same valuation as of the other transaction contemplated under the scheme. In terms of timeline, now that the board has approved, we will be filing it with stock exchanges, conducting a shareholders meeting to consider approval for preferential issue, issuing preferential shares, filing with the stock exchanges and receiving a no objection letter, post which we will file with NCLT. We would then have the shareholders creditors meetings for approval of the scheme and the NCLT order. After that, we'll have the appointed and effective date of the scheme, post which we will issue the shares, TCPL shares, to the Tata Coffee shareholders. That's the broad outline of the scheme per se. Nidhi, back to you.
Sure. Thanks, Sunil. So with that, I would request the moderator to start taking questions from the Q&A queue, or perhaps if Chair wants to jump in. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wish to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. Our first question is from the line of Bharat Sheth from Quest Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sunil, is that just to understand, this plantation business will remain separately and under the 100% subsidiary of TCPL. Is that correct? Correct? Or later date also we may plan to hive it off?
Bharat, essentially, right now we are doing a demerger and merger scheme of Tata Coffee. Tata Coffee has two pieces of businesses, plantations and extractions. We have just formed a wholly owned 100% subsidiary of TCPL, which will house the plantations business of Tata Coffee. We aim to create a dedicated plantations vertical to build efficiencies into the entire plantation space per se. Overall, between the international and this reorganization, it also gives us clean ownerships, which enables any further restructuring that we want to do at a later date.
The purpose of asking this question is because what I understand, if you can correct me, that any company having the plantation business, FII cannot have. There is a limit on the FII holding. Will that affect us?
No, it's not going to matter at all. It only helps us to consolidate all plantation interests in an unlisted entity, which is a wholly owned subsidiary, and we are looking to overall improve efficiency of all the verticals that we have, right? Your second part of the question on hiving off and all that, there is no such plan at this stage. We are only focusing on simplifying and building synergies for different parts of the business.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. Anyone who wish to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. Our next question is from the line of Jaykumar Doshi. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sunil, would it be possible for you to give us some color in terms of what are the synergies that you expect from this consolidation exercise, you know, and simplification both in India and internationally? If there is any tax benefit that, you know, you were not able to utilize earlier, for the TCPL UK operations that you may now be able to do once it becomes a wholly owned subsidiary.
Jay, thank you. Effectively, this entire exercise achieves the following objectives, right? Number one, it aligns the corporate structure with management and administrative structures, converges all the minority interests of subsidiaries into TCPL level and a single listed entity. It creates focused business verticals and unlocks potential synergies. The answer to your question is, across the organization, like we have 45 legal entities which we are collapsing now, hopefully to about a 23 to a 25 number. That's number one. And because of these cross-holdings across, we have issues on tax efficiencies, dividend repatriation, and cash traps, right? So we will be releasing a lot of these pieces as we go forward. Significant benefits will be in the places where we've got certain businesses which are tax-paying versus some which could have tax offsets. There will be some efficiencies, but overall, the exercise is aimed to streamline and structure in terms of driving multiple pieces. In terms of actual numbers, at the end of this, our estimate is that we would be accretive on the EPS by 5 to 10%. So 5 to 10% incremental in PAT.
Just to clarify, there is an overall scheme of restructuring of which we have announced two steps today, which is the Tata Coffee demerger and merger, and second is the buyout of minority interest. Right? And when our other, the overall program of simplification also has further steps, but these are to do with the international and other parts of the organization for which both board and other approvals are still to be completed. But the benefit that Sunil talked of 5 to 10% is what we expect to start realizing once all this process is complete. And that could be anywhere starting between 12 to 24 months. You know, the approval of NCLT takes time, while some activities we will start in parallel. But this is where we expect to end. And just to recap, in terms of benefits, the areas we could get benefits are, say, revenue synergies. For example, in extraction, we currently have tea and coffee extraction managed separately, and some of the customers are common. So we could look to see how we build a larger, more synergetic extraction business. We are also looking at efficiency in plantation. As we combine international businesses, we will get some operating efficiencies as well. In addition to, because of the business reorg overall and removal of minority interest, that the subsidiaries are 100% owned, then it makes it easier and lower cost to make subsequent reduction in legal entities and simplify the international structure. So we will get operating savings and also some continued tax benefits. So it's a combination of all this. And this is the first step, and we expect to complete the other steps over time.
Thank you. That was detailed. Follow-up question is, could you explain us the valuation for acquisition of 10.11% stake, minority stake of the international business, and how you valued it and the rationale?
The valuation has been done by professional valuers who have also done the swap ratio, and whatever numbers are implicit in the sum of parts valuation for the respective parts of international has been applied. And the same valuation for TCPL shares have been considered in arriving at the swap ratio. And my understanding is the valuers use a combination of DCF, comparable multiples, and other methods that they think appropriate. And they have considered relevant transaction multiples, comparable trading multiples, as well as DCF.
Understood. So if I, back calculated today's price and, 74.5 lakhs shares that you will be issuing, it comes to about 5,500 crore. So is there any cash in those entities, or it is entirely...
We'll have to refer it to the valuer. They have considered the latest financials and everything that is in the entity, right? So if there is cash in the entity, it is a usual valuation. So if there is cash, that will be added to the GCF valuation, right?
Sure. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
A few clarification. When we acquired Tetley, the acquisition cost was $450. Okay. And that when we calculate that, this is coming around, say, 3,300 crore, 3,400 crore. But today's price, we are valuing this company 5,600 crore. So what has changed over the year for the higher valuation of Tetley?
So I don't understand the question. So you should... The business has changed, right? So not
when we acquired Tetley, we acquired Tetley at, say, $450 million.
What are you trying to... No, please be clear. The business is obviously undergoing a lot of change.
So since 2000, when we acquired Tetley, the valuation was we have given $450 million. And today at the 5,600 crore, we are paying $750. So what is the why is the valuation is high? What we have acquired the asset? I don't think the overall operating performance of the company has increased over the year.
So let me come in. So two things. Number one is this is a valuation done by valuers at, like LK explained, logical calculation, and they've come out as a result of that. That's number one. Number two, TCP UK is not only Tetley, right? There is a multitude of other businesses which are there as part of that unit.
So I think, you know, it you can't do a detailed reconciliation, but like Sunil said, there have been new brands added. TPIX is a good example of a brand which is not existing at that time. We also had the Glasso acquisition, and we know we made money there, so that has changed the profile of the business. So there are quite a few things which have changed. And we got very strong market share in some geographies, though UK has been a bit of a challenge, as we've been saying. But there are new opportunities and new markets that we are getting in. And overall share of some of the new brands is growing. So, I mean, I'm leaving it to the valuers to comment, but in a broad sense, there have been quite a few changes.
Okay. Okay. And this Tata Coffee is listed entity. Now we are demerger and there is a merger with the Tata Global. So this tea plantation business will be listed only, or it will be delisted?
It will be delisted. It will be held in a 100% wholly owned subsidiary of Tata Consumer Products.
Okay. And the Tata Coffee will be delisted?
Yes.
Tata Coffee will cease to exist over time, because the plantation business will go to an unlisted subsidiary and the residual business will become part of TCPL, right?
And it will be listed entity only.
Sorry?
The Tata Coffee residual part will be a listed entity, or it will be a...
Tata Coffee residual entity will be merged with Tata Consumer Products. For the two transactions, TCPL will pay, will swap 10 shares of Tata Coffee for 3 shares of Tata Consumer Products, effectively thereby cleaning up the listed part of Tata Coffee completely.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. And the overall the whatever the financials is not likely to change significantly. Only we have a synergy benefit of 5 to 10%, and there will be no minority interest.
Yeah, and the longer term, we feel that this will create value because growth prospects for some categories will be better. Yeah.
And our shareholding of the Tata Sons is going to decline from 34.68 to 33.8, correct? With all the transactions.
There will be a small dilution in group shareholding, yes. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Richard Liu from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. Just want to check, am I audible?
Yeah, Richard, we can hear you.
Thank you. So can you help me understand what percentage of the international tea business of TCPL is actually housed in this with entity for which we are buying the minority stake?
But I'm just trying to understand where and what this is going to lead, because I don't want to put an arbitrary percentage, but substantially all of the international tea business is what I would say.
Okay, so essentially the whole international business that TCPL has, you know, that almost that entire thing is housed in this entity for which we are buying this additional 10%.
And there is some element of ownership of the coffee business, US coffee business as well, right? Some portion, I think. But a substantial part of the tea business is there in this. Yes.
Got it. Thank you. And you know, with regards to all the coffee plantation, the estate, etc., that you are now transferring to this wholly owned subsidiary, is there a stamp duty implication for the transfer? Since, you know, I guess there would be massive land holding involved, right?
So Richard, there will be one-time costs, but the one-time benefits will more or less negate the one-time cost. That's the way we look at it.
Sunil, you know, I remember, you know, so for example, the QSR part of the business we had taken it out of TCPL, citing that, you know, that it's not really consumer product, etc. So, you know, is there really a compelling logic for you to bring the plantation business into TCPL? Could not that part have gone somewhere else? I mean, I'm not sure if there's anything else to house it, but why would we want this plantation piece into TCPL, even though it is 100% subsidiary?
So Richard, if I go to a Tata Coffee shareholder and say, you know, I want to take out your extraction business and leave the plantations business there, that doesn't work, right? That's number one. Number two, leaving the plantations there in terms of a listed entity doesn't work because A, market cap too small, B, all the listed entity, governance, etc., that's the number two. Number three, remember, ultimately we were consolidating in one form or the other the entire business of Tata Coffee into the TCPL financials. So from that perspective, it's no different. All that we are doing is now we are creating a dedicated set of verticals where businesses like extractions, which were done by two separate companies, come together. So we drive top-line synergies with consumers as well as drive back-end synergies and efficiencies. And for the plantations vertical, we will drive efficiencies, etc. Again, like the structures that we've created enable us for any other decisions that we might want to take in the future. But as of now, the plantations stay in the 100% wholly owned subsidiary, firmly in TCPL.
And EOC becomes 100% owned by TCPL now.
That's correct.
Okay, a last bit, you know, just to help me, you know, verify my calculation, the expanded share count for TCPL, after all, both these transactions get done, it will be what? I mean, is it going to be somewhere around 953 million versus 922 million right now? Would that be a rough, proper calculation?
Richard, we'll have to get back. I will ask Nidhi to get back to you.
It's
a mathematical calculation, but fortunately, unfortunately, we've not done those numbers, right? And we've not got to that level of detail.
Got it, Sunil. Thank you very much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sameer Gupta from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, and thanks for taking my question. I have two. So first of all, 8 o'clock, you mentioned that the minority stake you'll be buying from this transaction, but I'm unable to understand. So can you clarify how that transaction is working? Because I think you had 79% consolidated stake in that entity.
There is 8 o'clock is partly owned by Tata Coffee and partly owned by TCPL, right? You're aware of that.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, in Tata Coffee, TCPL owns, say, 57-58%, right? So balance, say, I'm running it up to 60. Say 40% is held by other shareholders, right?
Yes.
So that 40%, so once these other shareholders, so that 40% or 50% is the 20%, which is outside interest today when you talked of 79%. So when we give them shares of TCPL, right, then it becomes 100% owned. And the entire minority stake is only in the TCPL ownership. So that's how it will work broadly.
I'll probably take this offline. Second question, sir, is that this 10% preference share is to Tata Enterprise Overseas, which is a promoter entity only, right? At the end of the day.
No, Tata Enterprise Overseas is not a promoter entity.
A stake in that company, which in I think an associate offer for the subsidiary of the group has interest, but it is not in the promoter group, and the majority ownership is with a public charitable trust, and it's for the larger benefit. So it's not controlled by individuals or anything.
Got it, sir. Got it. I'll probably get back with Nidhi on the 8 o'clock question. I am not able to still understand that.
Sure, I'll take it up offline with you, Sameer. Thanks.
Thanks. That's all from me. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Alok from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Sameer and team. Thank you for taking my question. Essentially, my question was also on the 8 o'clock date. Maybe, you know, I'll just sort of clarify what I've understood. So 8 o'clock was, 49% owned by Tata Consumer and 51% was owned by Tata Coffee. Now, if you are essentially merging Tata Coffee into Tata Consumer, then by default, you will be issuing shares. So there's no other transaction specifically that is happening in 8 o'clock. Only by personal business transaction to the 43% shareholders, you will have to issue shares of Tata Consumer. Is that the correct understanding?
That's correct. There's no other transaction. If from an accounting sense, what we do is after we have the group net profit, we remove the share of minority interest, right? That number will change.
Got it. And second question was, as we look at the, segmental reporting of Tata Coffee, be it in terms of how they give it, and, I'm just seeing that segmental reporting. Plantation and value added. So basically, extraction and branded falls into the value added piece. So if you want to now analyze in terms of margins, etc., how it will look post merger, this is how we need to sort of look at. Or is there any other adjustment that we need to do?
Yeah, broadly, the extraction business is part of value added. But we are yet to work through the exact segmental reporting and what we will do, because ultimately, remember, we still got the entire NCLT process, etc., to go through before we get to that reporting stage, right?
Yeah, for the present, it will continue the approval. Okay.
Yeah. No, I have to understand that, it will take about 12, 15 months, but for us to sort of gauge the impact is what I was trying to come to. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Trilok from Aditya Birla Sun Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to check with respect to the the net benefits of the Tata Consumer shareholder you mentioned in 5 to 10%. Could you just help us understand will it be driven by largely the efficiencies, or it is more of an administration cost that will be leading to that kind of efficiency cost? Because that's quite a large number for the consolidated entity.
So it is driven by a mix of factors, which includes tax efficiencies, which includes dividend and withholding tax benefits, as well as management and operational cost synergies, which we will derive.
And revenue.
So apart from the top line revenues, like I mentioned, in terms of the extraction business combining the tea and coffee, right? Yes, it is a large number, and that's precisely the reason why we are driving for this and going through the whole process of NCLT shareholder approvals, etc., because we do believe there's substantial money on the table.
And of this, is it fair to assume that the taxation related benefit will be largest of all this, from the overall number of agreements that you highlighted?
We're not commenting. We have a lot of steps to complete. I think there's opportunity in all these areas. Some of it we need to do more detailed work. So this is an initial estimate. So I would not say one is larger than the other. It's driven by, overall business rationale of bringing businesses together, simplifying, and the simplification will give us both business benefits and some tax benefits.
Okay. And the second question is with regards, with respect to, you know, the interest, you know, the addition in the TCP UK, is there a precursor, you know, in context of planning to make it 100% and think about future plans in that business, or it's just, you know, simplification of the overall structure?
Guys, right now it is a simple, simplify, synergize, scale, and get to a very simple structure which is efficient, release management bandwidth, derive synergies, plug it back into the business for growth. That is exactly what it's been driven for.
Okay, understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Amit Purohit from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. My questions are answered. Some queries, I will take it up with TD.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Tejas Shah from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is to Sunil. Sunil, since you took charge of the company and you have always maintained consistently, in fact, that M&A in any form, you will see from two lenses, which is one is strategic and another is financial. Strategic you explained here, but financial, when you see one core part of our narrative for last 1.5 years has been that it has to be around capital efficiency part. So we have always defended our past capital efficiency track record on the ground that incrementally it will actually improve. So if you can give some understanding on how it will actually lead us in this direction, this transaction.
So on this one, actually, Tejas, there is no change in overall capital deployed from the company, right? I mean, there is nothing that we are doing. In fact, if anything, we are extracting synergies out of this entire structure, both revenue as well as cost. So in those terms, the efficiency goes up. But there is no additional deployment. It is just simplify, synergize, to derive better efficiency out of the capital that is already there in the business.
But it does change nature of the business more in terms of commoditized or B2B in some form versus B2C that we are chasing aggressively for last 1 year.
So that's one way of looking at it. That is the other way of looking at it is we are already consolidating Tata Coffee into our financials any which way. So we are already exposed to, if you call it commoditization, we are already consolidating it and exposed to it in a form. All that we're doing is we are making it much more efficient. That's number one. Number two, on the extraction business, we do believe that it is not only commodities, there is more to the game. If you look at across the globe, there is more consolidation happening in terms of players offering a broader portfolio across tea, coffee, botanicals, the whole extractions play. We do believe by putting these two businesses together, we will be able to build a much stronger business. That's number one. Number two, in terms of margins, it is significantly more attractive than some of the other commodity plays that you are referring to.
Sure. Thanks and all the best. I'll take some of the questions off. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Alo from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for giving me the opportunity for the follow-up question. My first question was, you know, the name of the new company that we have made is TCPL Beverages and Foods Limited. Now, essentially at this point in time, the business that is there is plantation. Do we, you know, probably have a game plan that, you know, considering the fact that you use beverages and foods both, do we need to think more into that at some point in time you may look at the back end for your company bit into this, or that's maybe too much at this point in time?
If you read the scheme document, which will be available soon, it's just a company that we had, which we are using. Over time, we have plans to revert the name back to either Tata Coffee or some other name that we decide. Right? So that's what I want to say.
Okay. Sure. I haven't got a chance to look at it. Okay. My second and final question is, when you talk about the valuation for the UK transaction deal, I think to one of the previous participants, you answered that, you know, there were certain valuation methodologies, announcements, etc. Then, you know, the valuer also values at that point in time the value of Tata consumers or it is basis say last 2 weeks, 6 months, average, etc. So should the 765 price, you know, how does the annual get that? So that's the question.
That's also, they have their own methods. Of all the methods I said is equally applicable. They value both. And they arrive at, they recommend a swap ratio to the board, right? And then, so there is valuation and there is a fairness opinion which has been provided by Kotak and ICICI respectively. So there are two valuers involved in PwC and SSP, and a fairness opinion for the swap ratio for respective companies has come from Kotak and ICICI.
Perfect. Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up question from the line of Jay Kumar Doshi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. My question is that, you know, you talked about simplification from 45 entities, legal entities, to 20 to 23 now post this restructuring exercise. Is there room for you to simplify the structure further, or you think after this exercise you'll be done with, you know, you'll have the most optimal structure?
So Jay, effectively, with the two items that we've announced today, which is effectively the pref issue and buyback of the TEO stake and swapping it into TCPL, number one. Number two is Tata Coffee demerger, merger scheme, and getting it into one legal entity. This is step one and two in the whole game plan to simplify the structures. Like LK said, after this, there is a series of steps to be taken over the next 12 to 24 months, post which we will come to the 22-23 sort of number in terms of entities. And the reason why we are not fixed on 22-23, because there are various options to consider as we go forward and choices to make where we'll finally land up. But that said, after that, there is further scope for simplification beyond that. This is, as of now, what we are able to structure and execute is the 22-23 number. But the thrust will be to continue to look for options to keep looking at efficiencies, keep looking at bringing the number of legal entities down, as long as there are tangible benefits on the table in terms of either management bandwidth or cost efficiencies or some other efficiencies to be released.
Perfect. Thank you. And one follow-up for LKK. So did I hear it 5-10% accretion at PAT level, or is it EPS level? Because there is some dilution as well. So
it's not, it won't matter if the dilution is marginal. Don't think, but we were really talking about the PAT level, right?
Yeah.
PAT. The dilution is marginal, not going to be significant. We'll still remain within that band, I think. Won't make it really change. But we were talking about the...
Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. We have a follow-up question from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a clarification. We have seen the total number of shares, 922 million shares. And when we considering a 3 share for Tata Coffee, 10 share of Tata Coffee, the shareholder of, they are getting a 3 share of TCPL. So that is coming around 56 million share, and you are issuing to Tata Sons 7 million share. So total number of share is coming around 985. And the dilution is 7%. When you are talking about the PAT level, synergy and all is a 5-10%, correct? So net, if
take it offline, I don't think your numbers are correct. If you can take it offline, please give your calculation to Nidhi and we'll look at it and comment. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Chanchal Khandelwal from Aditya Birla Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Thanks for this opportunity. Sunil, just wanted to, I don't know whether you'll be able to take this question in this forum. But since the structure has been simplified, wanted to pick your brains on the international business. I mean, you have 8 o'clock and Tetley both now. Well, if you want to divest, the structure is clean. Any thoughts on how, and because the focus of the company should remain on the India business, any thoughts which you can help us understand, how will you consider it, or what's the thought process of international and international business?
So Chanchal, we've always maintained saying that the international business is a decent size, profitable, cash generating and value creating business. If anything, as a result of this business, we make it much more efficient and much more profitable per se. The board from time to time continuously looks at different options available and make strategic choices. As of now, we will continue to look at focusing on the international business, driving for growth, increasing market share, especially in tea, jump shifting our trajectory on market share on coffee in the US. And yes, there is money on the table which we're taking off. We will continue to look at simplification and continue to look at all strategic options when we go forward.
So that's clear. The only reason I'm asking this again is that Unilever globally is selling the tea business, and the tea business is a lower growth business from a global perspective. And given where India's structure is, the capital allocation and the time allocation would be much more better here, is my point.
So, essentially, every company has different perspectives and different criteria for decision making, right? There are companies globally which have sold the India business and got out, and there are vice versa as well. So I wouldn't comment on that for now. For now, I would just say we are simplifying, synergizing, and helping scale the international business and make it more profitable.
Sure, Sunil, I'll leave it at that. Thanks and wish you all the best.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I now hand it over to Ms. Nidhi Verma for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Thanks. So thanks, everyone. I recognize that we gave you a very short notice and there was a lot to digest. So request you all to go through the presentation and materials that we have shared, and I hope we were able to answer some of your questions. For any follow-up questions, please feel free to get in touch with me and we'll try to answer it. Thank you so much again for spending time so late in the night. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kotak Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.